Matthew 28:6 says, "He is not here, for he is risen as he said." In the Sermon on the Mount, we read where Jesus says several times, "You have heard it said." And then he says, "But I say to you." What the Lord was doing here was correcting very severe errors. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees were the ones who knew the original language. They were the ones who could interpret it. They were responsible for teaching it to the Jewish people. In the days when Jesus walked the earth, most people spoke Greek. And although there was a Greek translation of God's word, there were not enough copies of it to go around. The people had to rely on the scribes expounding on God's word. And as a result of their false teaching and adding to it, the people became misguided and very ritualistic. They served God only in outward appearance. The Lord did not say, "You have read it for yourselves," because many of them couldn't. Jesus performing signs and wonders in those days demonstrated to the people of who he claimed to be and who he is. He is Messiah, the living word that came off of the pages and manifested his glory and purpose right before their very eyes. And after his death on the cross, Jesus rose again, just as he said he would. Today, we have copies of the approved canon, translated from the original language and in its complete form. God, of course, can do all things. It would be foolish to put limitations on him. However, I will say this, and I believe it to be accurate and according to his written word to us. Signs and wonders are no longer needed. His written word that we can read is enough. Not only did Jesus say he would rise again, the Lord told us of his return. And may we stand on that promise and wait with anticipation.